This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Several events are lined up on the second day of the G20 summit underway in the Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro today. The first session on sustainable development and energy transition will begin in a short while from now. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address this session. The second session of the day will be held on digital infrastructure. Besides, Prime Minister Modi is expected to hold more bilateral meetings with leaders of Brazil, Argentina, Chile and Australia on the second day as well. The first day yesterday witnessed the adoption of Rio de Janeiro Declaration by G20 member countries calling for action on climate change and wars in Ukraine and West Asia. The declaration called for addressing major global challenges and crises and promote strong, sustainable and inclusive growth. The Global Alliance Against Poverty and Hunger, supported by 80 nations, was also launched at the summit. Earlier, addressing a session on social inclusion and the fight against hunger and poverty, Prime Minister Modi said the Global South is facing crisis due to conflicts around the world. He highlighted the adverse effects of global conflicts on food, fuel and fertilizer supplies, urging the G20 grouping to prioritize the challenges being faced by these nations. On the sidelines of the summit, Prime Minister Modi attended several bilateral meetings on the first day as well with leaders of the UK, Norway, Indonesia, Italy and France. All preparations are in place for assembly elections in Maharashtra and Jharkhand tomorrow. By-elections will also be held for the parliamentary constituency of Nanded in Maharashtra and 15 assembly seats spread over four states, namely Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Kerala and Uttarakhand. In Jharkhand, voting will be held for the second phase on 38 constituencies in 12 districts. It will begin at 7 in the morning and will end at 5 p.m. barring some sensitive booths where voting will conclude at 4 p.m. In Maharashtra, elections for all 288 seats are being held in a single phase. Voting will begin at 7 a.m. and will end at 6 p.m. Counting of votes for all states will be taken up on Saturday. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has reaffirmed the government's commitment to supporting initiatives that ensure sustainable and profitable agriculture, resilient ecosystems and food security for all. The minister was addressing the Global Soils Conference 2024 virtually in New Delhi today. Mr. Chauhan stated that soil health has become a global concern, noting that 30% of the world's soil is degraded. He attributed this to the excessive use of chemical fertilizers, which has significantly impacted soil quality in the country. The Delhi government has urged the centre to grant permission for cloud seeding to induce artificial rain in the national capital to combat the severe air pollution crisis. Delhi Environment Minister Gopal Rai has written to Union Environment Minister Bhupender Yadav requesting an emergency meeting on air pollution. Meanwhile, the air quality in the Delhi NCR continues to be in a deteriorating condition, breaching the severe plus level with an air quality index of 476. The 55th edition of the International Film Festival of India, IFFI, is set to begin tomorrow in Goa and will continue till the 28th of this month. 180 international films from 81 countries will be screened during the festival. Free transport facilities will be available to ensure seamless travel across festival venues. This year, Australia has been chosen as the country of focus. The gates of the 43rd India International Trade Fair, IITF, opened for the general public today. The mega fair of business, innovation and global exchange is underway at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The theme for this year is Vikasit Bharat at 2047. In Women's Asian Hockey Champions Trophy, the semi-final between India and Japan is underway at Rajgir in Bihar. Earlier, China entered the final of the tournament, defeating Malaysia 3-1 in the last four clash. In badminton, India's mixed doubles duo B. Sumit Reddy and N.C.K. Reddy entered the pre-quarterfinals of China Masters today. The pair defeated United States pair Presley Smith and Jenny Guy in the round of 32. In women's singles, Akarshi Kashyap lost to Tomoka Miyazaki of Japan, while Anupama Upadhyay also went down against China's Pei Wenchang in her first round clashes. And with that, we end this news bulletin.